Please rise.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this morning is a portion of the Holy Gospel that you have heard read. Specifically, we'll read again from verse 18 through verse 21. Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." This is the word of the Lord. Please be seated. My dearest brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this morning we hear that Jesus, who is the Christ, has returned from the wilderness after being tempted of the devil for 40 days and 40 nights. And now he has returned to the region of Galilee. Seemingly, the carpenter's son has disappeared for about 6 weeks, and now he's back. This wandering preacher now journeys throughout the surrounding countryside, and he's teaching in their synagogues. He is proclaiming a very clear message. He is proclaiming the good news. He is proclaiming that it is the acceptable year of the Lord. So Jesus, the Christ, he has now come to his hometown, Nazareth. And he goes into the synagogue, as is his custom, and he begins to teach. There he stands up and he is handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. And he opens the scroll and the word begins to read the word. My dear ones, it's a rerun. This is a reading that he has already given some 700 years prior, although he's only 30 years old. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release of the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." What a promise! How we long for this good news, this one and only gospel that liberates you and me from death's prison. Freedom! Freedom at last! Indeed, the faithful of Israel had heard this word, this holy gospel, and they had committed it to their memory for centuries. Isaiah's anticipated Messiah, the one that was promised that he one day would come and that he would proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. So Jesus closes the scroll. Actually, he rolls it back up and he returns it to the attendant. And the eyes of all in the synagogue are fixed upon him. The eyes that can see and even the eyes that are blind. You know, those spiritually blind eyes. They're all looking at him. They are all fixed upon him, and he sets down. Jesus sets down, assuming the position of the teacher. For the rabbi will always teach as he sits. And Jesus says to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." These words of Jesus are stunning, gracious and wonderful indeed, yet astounding to all who heard this word, since all who are listening heard the fulfilled word as the incarnate word made his proclamation. Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Dearly beloved, gathered here at Shum, your hopes and your messianic promises spoken by the incarnate word have been fulfilled today in your hearing also. The word is clearly proclaiming to you and to me. He is proclaiming that he is the Christ. He is the anointed one upon whom the Spirit of the Lord now rests. He is the Christ, come to Galilee, come to Shum, to bring good news to you. He is the one who is here to send you, the broken one, forth as a released captive. He is the one who has come to absolve you of all your sins. For he has come to be taken captive in your place and in my place, and to atone for your sin and my sin. He is the one who is here to give sight to your eyes so that you are able to see your salvation. For he has come to die your death in your place, in this dark world. And then he would close his eyes in death, the very death that you and I deserved. And then he announces that there is liberation, that there is freedom. All slaves to sin are now free. You are free, dear one, from sin, death, and the power of the devil. For he has come, and he has defeated all of these tyrants for you. Indeed, he announces that he has come so that this is the favorable year of the Lord. This is the Lord's Jubilee, when the slaves are wonderfully freed, debts are graciously forgiven, and riches are freely bestowed. This is what your Lord, your Messiah, has done for you this very day. So now there are two words, that as we look at our text this morning that we should always remember. And the first word is fulfilled. Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Jesus doesn't mean, by the way, that it's now done, we can pack it up and go home. No, the Greek word is just the opposite. It actually means to cause God's will, as made known by the law, the Ten Commandments, to be obeyed as it should be, and God's promises given through the prophets to receive fulfillment. Fulfilled. Isn't this what Jesus has done? He has fulfilled the law for you and for me. Jesus kept the law, commandment 1 through 10. The commandments that you cannot keep and the commandments that I definitely cannot keep. And he has kept them for us. And then, since he obeyed the law, he now has fulfilled God's promise given through the prophets, the Old Testament, of whom they speak in right of Jesus. And it is in these fulfillments of these prophecies that Jesus has done. He has fulfilled the Old Testament perfectly. Therefore, your Lord's fulfillment is a present and continuing reality. It was a reality for those assembled there in Nazareth. And it is definitely a present and continuing reality for each and every one of you here assembled in Zion's nave. This is what Jesus has done for you. He has fulfilled, and he has done it for you. The second word that we are to remember is the word, a very simple word, began. And Jesus began to say to them, Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. So let's go back a bit. Back to Luke chapter 3 and verse 23, where Luke writes, "And he began his ministry when he was about 30 years of age." Now, Luke later writes in Acts chapter 1, the first verse, "In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach." Therefore, Luke is telling us that the entire gospel of Luke, nay, even the entire life of Jesus, from his conception to his ascension, is what he began to do and to teach. So one might now ask, if he's begun it, when will he stop? He hasn't, and he never will. He will never stop. He will never stop teaching, and he will always continue to do. Jesus continues to do and to teach even now what he even began there in Nazareth. The ascended Lord takes his holy word and he gives it to man, to men and women and children. And this man who is their servant announces to them that in their place, in your place, he will read your word. He will read the word to you. He will read the word to the people. And he will do what he says. What is it that Jesus continues to do through the word? Well, he gives the word to your pastor. He gives the word to pastors to read. And it is this pastor, this man that he is called, that he gives the word. And he continues to give that word to his bride, his church. Nothing more, nothing less than what he began to do himself. And he has continued to do this ever since this day in Nazareth. The pastor, your pastor, is called to preach the good news to the poor in spirit, by telling the poor in spirit of the good news of the gospel. He is called to proclaim release to the captives by absolving them of their sins. He is called to give sight to the blind by showing them Jesus and showing them him crucified for the sins of the world and for your sin. He is called to set at liberty those who are oppressed by taking them to the still Easter tomb, that tomb that is still empty and will always be empty. He is called to read the word, to read the word of God to his people at Zion. What is this word? It is the word of God, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord that the pastor is to proclaim. And he's not to proclaim any other word, not his own word, not the word of another man, not the word of another philosopher or the way of this world, but the true word of God and the word of God alone. When this is done, the eyes of all in the sanctuary are fixed on the Lord, because the Word made flesh is present with his people. He is present in the holy sacraments, and he is present in his Word. He continues to forgive you. He continues to give you release. He continues to give you sight. He continues to set you at liberty. He continues to proclaim to each of you that this is the acceptable year of the Lord. Right here. Right now. So finally, dear ones, today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. For today is the acceptable year of the Lord, as he now announces to you that all your sin is forgiven. Forgiven in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.